Hi, and welcome to Super Anti-Aging Podcast, the podcast that brings you the latest health information to help make a difference in your life, your family life, and your friends. Just listening alone will make you younger. So, let's get to the nitty-gritty. Would you like to stop aging for real? Well, takes a little bit of work. Lots of scientists around the world are working on this problem, both for personal reasons and professional reasons. Because aging, anti-aging, things that can slow down the process, control age-related conditions, are big business in the nutraceutical field. And you hear lots and lots of nonsense information. Some good, some not so good. Well, what's the real scoop? The real scoop, it takes work. It takes a combination of the right supplementation, the right testing to evaluate where you are and what you might need. It takes dietary management and an exercise program. That's the basics. And then you can add whatever stress management you use, whether it's personal relationships, prayer, yoga. Go on and on and on, because what's one person's de-stressor is another person's stress. It all depends on the individual. So let's get into diet. Diet, intermittent fasting seems to be the way to go, as opposed to caloric restriction. Intermittent fasting means that you wait as long as you can to eat the next day. You can do this as often as you like. If you do it a couple of days, that's great. Don't eat after 8, 9 o'clock at night. And just postpone eating. The cells clean out. And a new discovery showed that actually, this was done at the Salk Institute, who's doing a lot of anti-aging research, that this actually stimulated new stem cells. This cleaning out of the cells and also stimulating a process called apoptosis, programmed cell death. Autophagy is cleaning out the junk. Apoptosis is programmed cell death. If programmed cell death was stopped right before, it seems there was a regeneration of cells. Probably the same thing happens with the garbage disposal system. And so it's interesting that we have a built-in garbage disposal system. The Salk Institute also came across two natural compounds, again, that they're going to try and make drugs out of, because you can't patent a natural compound, and therefore you can't make any real drug claims for it. And the FDA will, and the FTC, and these regulatory agencies will bug the heck out of you if you tell the truth about the compound. Well, one of the two compounds, turmeric. Yes, turmeric. Well, we all know the extract is curcumin out of turmeric, and it's absolutely a big business in the whole health food area. The problem in the nutraceutical area, the problem is absorption. Turmeric by itself has very, very, very poor absorption. In Indian culture, it's mixed with food, it's mixed with an oil, it's mixed with ghee to increase the absorption. I like specially designed supplements to increase the absorption of turmeric. I like Life Extension Advanced Curcumin, Advanced Turmeric. You can find it at Talking Herbals, because it has the turmerones and it has the stabilize curcumin, and it has all things to increase the absorption. So curcumin, and another interesting compound that's not really well known in the nutraceutical field, and again, probably the difficulties of absorption, finasterin, and it's a compound that's found in, of all places, berries. So we're back to the berries having an anti-aging effect. Blueberries, raspberries. I eat boxes of blueberries to get those anthocyanidines out of the blueberries. But again, it's not patentable as a drug. So it's, you know, you're not getting a prescription for blueberries, unfortunately. So the good news is to start to think of reinventing yourself and getting away from, if you're younger, extend healthy vitality and be the best you can. If you're older, the idea is avoiding age-related conditions that we're told are normal. The leading cause of death in the world. Two leading causes of death. Not cancer. Cancer certainly has its numbers. It happens to be diabetes and heart disease. Two totally preventable conditions. Through diet, through supplementation, through exercise. There are dozens and dozens of nutraceuticals to help with diabetes. Everything from cinnamon to mulberry to my favorite, which is the broccoli extract. Sulforaphane comes from the broccoli seed. Double-blind, placebo-controlled diabetes studies to stop the glucose, excessive glucose production, help your insulin work better. You combine that with cinnamon and mulberry and cutting down your carbohydrates, especially your sugars, and starting to exercise and lose some weight and even control your diabetes. Because we have a big, big problem. A lot of type 2 diabetics are now becoming type 1, and there's a shortage of insulin in the world. That's how big this epidemic is. A dietary-related condition. So easily modifiable. So again, diet, exercise, supplementation. You know, again, things that would be important for the diabetic would be magnesium and just doing what I suggested at the beginning, which would be intermittent fasting. Big response to intermittent fasting. Heart disease and the diabetes heart disease connection, oxidative stress. Okay, leave the apple out, the apple turns brown. Remember, we need this internal fire extinguisher. We need this internal control of excessive inflammation and oxidative stress. So the good news is, it's post-Thanksgiving, and I hope everyone's had a great Thanksgiving, healthy Thanksgiving. And Talking Herbals is doing a Black Friday sale on Vitalica Physician. Now, this is the most potent supplement for broccoli seed to make positive sulforaphane, which I've talked about in numerous podcasts, from everything to cancer, to heart disease, to early Alzheimer's, to autism. The list goes on and on and on. The research is there. 75 to 80% of the products on the web are absolute junk. You know, they make all sorts of claims. And they're basically a lot of them are sprout mixtures, a lot of them are inactive seed. We don't know where the seed came from. And if you take the seed, even if you take a supplement with a seed, and it's not proven to activate as Vitalica Physician is, you're not going to get the benefit. So why would you even bother? Yes, eat great food. Eat your greens. And they're important for lots and lots of reasons. But getting enough of this beneficial chlorpharifene just from the greens, or a lot of these green powders that they sell, most of it's not going to work. So the good news, if you go to Talking Herbals, you go to TalkingHerbals.com, there's a special sale, Black Friday sale, and you save $20 and free shipping. Now, the price on the web of Physician Vitalica, can range up to $119, $109. And even the regular price at Talking Herbals is $79. And here it's going to be $59. So you save $20 and free shipping. But this is, you know, Black Friday. So I would go to TalkingHerbals.com, put your information in, and the price will be adjusted at checkout. So if you enjoyed this podcast, please share it. Motivates me to do more and more great research to give you the tools for an incredible, healthy life. So again, this is Steve Halpern, and thank you so much for listening.